who stands at 5-2. Commander, 13-2. 7, Green Dolphin, 14, Ballon Bush, Little Nugget, Sergeant Crocker, and Corey Stone. Waitangi, and Libertarian, and also 33 others. And Mr. McGuire has quite a track record himself. By the way, I'm talking about this horse in this race at 3:15, in case anyone gets any ideas. He won 31 from the subsequently disqualified Lord George. And Lord George last time won 41 from Troyswood at Navan. That was in a 2-meter handicap hurdle. And that one that Mr. McGuire won at Bradley House was a 2-meter hurdle. Then at 3 o'clock there's a Kilternan handicap chase of £3,000 with Tar Kestrel, the 130 favourite there. But last time Tar Kestrel was beaten, he didn't win his last race. Just half a length by a guy called, by a horse called Tar Thistle. Don't have humans running in these races, do they? No. So that's a Kilternan handicap chase at 4:15. And the Philip Corns novice amateur qualifier at 3:15. You fancy a tipple on the flat racing at 4:15. The 4:15 at Leopardstown is the Knockshinner flat race, worth £1,200. And the favourite in that one is the 130 placed Mr. Moorestown. Where are they getting all these misters from? No wonder. Don't forget, we'll be keeping up to date on the latest scores from the match at Cardiff between Wales and Ireland. Just a little bit later on.
What date is today? Today is the 3rd of February, 1979.
Gosh, you don't say.
Gosh. Heart of Dublin on a Saturday afternoon.
right, Bryn Haworth, and from his album Grand Arrival. Very nice indeed. That's a track called Come See What Love. Come see what Richard Burton is up to with the Thunder Child.
The steamer began to move slowly away, but on the landward horizon appeared the silhouette of a fighting machine. Another came, and another, striding over hills and trees, plunging far out to sea and blocking the exit of the steamer. Between them lay the silent, grey, ironclad Thunder Child. Slowly it moved toward shore, then with a deafening roar and whoosh of spray, it swung about and drove at full speed towards the waiting Martians.
There were ships of shapes and sizes scattered out along the bay, and I thought I heard her calling as the steamer pulled away.
Jeff Wayne's concert album, The War of the Worlds, and that is Thunderchild on 226 meters medium wave band. That's 1322 kilocycles. The time is 3 o'clock. And this is Capital Radio. We'll be having Chris Sperry and the sports program directly.
Radio Capital.
Here is Capital Radio.
Here is Capital Radio.
Aquí, Radio Capital.
This is Capital
to Capital Sports. This is Ed McDowell behind the mic. We'll be bringing you all the best in results, etc., all the latest results and the everything that comes into us here in the sports department throughout the afternoon, right up until 3 o'clock. Chris Barry will be with you shortly to host the program. And it's now 4 minutes past 3 o'clock. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah.
latest news in the match at Cardiff is there's a penalty against Ireland just at this particular moment for having played the ball against the ground, along the ground. So we'll let you know how they got out of it. Capital Sports Program, and McDowell with you for the moment. Chris Barry along shortly, and this is Bob Dylan.
Spreading their wings, spreading their wings, leave the
the latest score on the Cardiff front. It's 12-9 to Wales. Tony Ward having scored Ireland's 9 points. But Wales have just come up once again to that 12 with a penalty kick successfully put over. 12-9 to Wales. And we've just heard from Twickenham that England 7, Scotland 4 in the Calcutta match. England 7, Scotland 4. Wales 12, Ireland 9 in Cardiff. And the changing of the guard. It's 3:15 exactly. Good afternoon, this is the Capital Sports Programme on a freezing, well, a slightly freezing, Saturday, the 3rd of February, 1978. Going on with another one from Buddy Holly, since this is his 20th anniversary.
We're gonna rock the rock, 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 r I'm a blues. I'm gonna shout and laugh, holla at a gig tonight. I'm gonna shake it just a little bit, cause tonight we're gonna rock and roll, holla, 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 holla. Well, I'm thinking Mr. Cockle beat tonight. It's time to put a stop to me tonight, cause tonight we're gonna rock and roll, holla, 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 holla. Well, we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues tonight. Everything's gonna be high, cause tonight we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues.
Yes, indeed. That's, of course, the one and only Bully Holly. You're very welcome. Bully Holly, I beg your pardon. This is Capital Radio broadcasting on 226 metres medium wave. Chris Barry here, eventually. And I can assure you, the traffic is fine. The bus service is awful. I had to wait 1 hour for a bus, so that is the reason why I'm late this afternoon. Welcome along to the sports programme. Of course, thanks to Ed McDowell for the last 3 hours of music and information thrown in there between 12 and 19 minutes past 3 o'clock. Starting off with the Electric Light Orchestra, and I can't get it out of my head. The Electric Light Orchestra, of course, and I can't get it out of my head. Well, good afternoon to you. You're very welcome. It's a very nice, sunny Saturday afternoon in Dublin City. The cold, not too bad at all. Amazingly enough, the traffic's quite flowing freely anyway in Dublin City and the surrounding areas, especially the city centre. Even Pier Street's all right, so there. That can't be too bad. But this bus service is a bit haywire today. And that's all you're getting. Here's Ruby Winters, back to 77, and a record called I Found My Heaven.